Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Talking with Herbs. I am Tim, and as always, I'm joined by my mom, Janet. Mom, how are you?
I'm doing good.
And we are being joined all the way from Singapore by special guest Suzanne Ung. Suzanne, thank you for joining us this evening. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good. We're so excited to have you on. I just can't wait to hear about how you got started making these fabulous cakes. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I used to work in biomedical engineering as a postdoc, and after my kids were born, I quit and became a stay-at-home mom. So, while it was really a joy to spend time with my kids, I really missed research very much. So I was really thankful to have met some wonderful mommy friends around 2.5 years back. I tried my first chiffon cake at a potluck gathering, and I really fell in love with it. And I baked, and it really inspired me to bake my first chiffon cake around 2.5 years back. And since then, I just could not stop myself from making this having fun with these cakes. I think around a month into baking them, I got bored, and I thought, why not try making patterns on just chiffon cakes? So I baked my first patterned Sakura matcha cake. Yep, and since then I just keep on having new designs and new flavors that I want to try. Yeah, and I really just love it. And I was really thankful around, yes?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, I was really thankful around 1 year back. I was approached by Marshall Cavendish, and they were interested to have me share how to make all these interesting fondant-free cakes in the book. So my first cookbook, Creative Baking Chiffon Cakes, just came out in January, and was really thankful that it did so well that I'm now working on my second cake cookbook to follow our more interesting chiffon cake designs. Yes.
Oh, they're amazing. What's so amazing is your flavors. That's what I wanted to ask you about. Tim and I love matcha, anything when people cook with
Yeah.
that. But tell me
Yeah.
something about this charcoal. I'm looking at your things and I'm seeing charcoal. Is that a
Yeah.
chemical that you're adding or?
Oh no, actually, it's I try to use as much natural food colorings as possible. So this charcoal is actually from extracted from bamboo charcoal. So it's great as a form of natural black coloring. And it's really healthy too because it has the detoxification functions, like the charcoal peels that we eat. So
Oh,
I
that's
use these natural,
amazing.
yeah, I use these natural colorings to color my cakes, black and matcha green and all sorts of colors. Yeah,
Oh, and
it's an area
I
I'm
saw
really,
your ladybugs had sesame, black sesame
yeah,
seeds.
yeah, correct. I also use the black sesame to color my cakes, gray and black. Yeah, so a lot of my interest and work involves around developing natural food into colorings for my cakes, and so that they look good and taste good as well.
That's outrageous. So do you like go to the store and these flavorings are there, or do you have to develop them yourself?
I do like do a lot read a lot from the internet and also but the book the stores do have some, but I think a lot also goes from doing research on the internet and seeing what is available. So for example, like recently I started using blue pea flowers and also some yellow flowers and red hibiscus flowers, and these apparently are very common in Thailand. So I actually got my mother-in-law to specially get those flowers for me from Thailand back here so that I could make and extract the colorings from the flowers. So I'll be try sharing more about this in the next cookbook as well, so that more people are aware that they can use these natural colors for their cakes and food. Yeah, and as a healthy alternative to synthetic colorings.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. That's on top of the creativity there with your designs. There's also creativity there in exploring how to make those colors and everything. That's awesome.
So do you put your lab coat on to make the extracts with your
Thank you. Unfortunately, no, I wear an apron.
Well, that's like so unique. I don't think we've ever talked to anybody that's done that. I don't think I've ever seen anybody that's done that.
Thank
That
you.
has made pulled off their own extracts. But how wonderful is that? Because I know my daughter-in-law, for example, doesn't like to use food colorings because of
That's right. Yeah. Because also a lot of my cakes are for young children and also the elderly. So yeah, being as healthy as I can is very important to me.
So what's your favorite flavors that you've developed or put together so far?
My favorite, I can say there's a favorite cake that is a it's called a six flavor and color rainbow hearts cake. I'm not sure it was the cake that was in the newspaper article. So it's really very unique because, yeah, it has six flavors and colors from natural colors. Six colors that are from natural food flavorings in the cake. So it has actually this is the second version. The original version had azuki red bean, matcha, and also orange chiffon, lemon chiffon, and blue. For the blue, I use blue pea flowers. So using all these natural flavors, I got the rainbow chiffon cake. It was pretty neat. Yeah, it was from
Oh,
my
that's
husband,
amazing.
who
So
liked many flavors.
do you have people
Yes.
approach you and ask you about the natural flavorings, or do they
Yes.
mostly ask you about your cakes?
Yes. Actually, I have a blog, Loving Creations for You, which I'm sharing with a friend. Although I'm the one doing all the chiffon cakes, most of the chiffon cakes. So many people actually write in to the blog and also on my Facebook and Instagram, asking about the natural flavors, where I can get them, and also how to make them. A lot of these I've actually shared in the first cookbook, Creative Baking Chiffon Cakes.
And is that
Unfortunately, I
available
think.
everywhere? Is that cookbook available
Yes.
everywhere?
Yes, actually, it's just launched in Amazon in May. And it's also in Book Depository as well, worldwide.
Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So do you bake for the public, or do you mostly do shows and demonstrations?
Actually, I do get a lot of requests through the blog from people. As in people who want fondant-free birthday cakes, they will approach me. So a lot of my creative ideas actually and challenges come from people who approach me to, example, make a panda cake. So from there I will try to create new cakes. So for example, this friend of mine, she wanted a terry panda cake. So I made so in order to get the colors, I used Japanese cream cheese, and I found that it could help me get a very white cake. With charcoal powder. So this when I bake for friends and the public, it gives me opportunities to challenge myself and make new creations. For the
And
demo part,
explore.
it's mainly for the book. Yeah, correct. It's mainly for the book and to share more about the book.
And where all have you traveled to do your demonstrations?
For now, not really, because I have three young kids. So it's a bit hard. I'm a stay-at-home mom and I don't have a helper. But hopefully in the future, yeah.
You'll be able to go off. Okay, tell me what Japanese cream cheese is.
Actually it's cream cheese. Okay, it's called Japanese cream cheese because a famous Japanese blogger shared it. So basically it's using the Philadelphia cream cheese and Hokkaido milk. The combination of it helps to give a very white color cake.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow. That's fascinating. So what's been your favorite thing that you've made so far?
The favorite thing maybe is castle. I've actually made chiffon cakes into castles. Until now, it's still my favorite creation. So I combine chiffon cakes as well as Swiss rolls, and I built them into castles. I think you can see some of them in my Instagram account.
Oh, and it's just amazing. I just can't stop looking at them. I love those little sheep, but and the ladybugs. I like those ladybugs. That's the
Thank
sesame
you.
seed ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
These ladybugs,
So,
sorry,
go ahead,
continue.
Suzanne. So, go ahead.
These ladybugs will in my, in be in my next cookbook. Yep.
Oh, okay. What were you gonna say, Tim?
No, I was just gonna say the castle cake for Sophia, that's fantastic. And I also see that you do I guess Karopi and Hello Kitty, right, and Minions. Where do you gather? Is that a lot of your inspiration for these designs? Does it come from, stuff that your kids consume on a daily basis, with TV and books and all that?
Yeah, correct. I have a lot of these stuffed toys at home actually. Yeah.
Do you sit
So,
there and look
yeah.
at see your kids playing with it and say, "Hey, I can make that into a cake"?
Yeah, often I see the look at the stuffed toys and I try to make my cake look like it. Yeah.
Well, they absolutely look like the real thing. It's these cakes are absolutely amazing. The amount of detail that
Thank
you
you.
put into them is pretty
Yeah, it's a
incredible.
lot
It's
of work.
yeah, meticulous. I was going to ask
Thank you.
on average, how long does a typical cake creation take you?
Actually, usually around 2 to 3 days. Yeah,
Oh,
because
wow. Wow.
it's a lot of work. Yeah, it's a lot of carving for chiffon cakes, and also it takes a lot of precision to put to make them exactly like the stuffed toy. Yeah, so it's a lot of work, so it's really a work of passion, I would say.
I would say, especially like this kawaii, how do you, am I saying this right? Kawaii Nico landscape.
Okay. Yeah, the cat, right? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Well, thank you. My friend request for it. She loves these cute Japanese cats from this. I think there's a game called Nico Atsumi. Yeah, so I kind of designed the cake to look like the game landscape using those colors. So I kind of make the camouflage patches longish like the game landscape. Yeah, it was really fun to make.
It's amazing, and it really it's got all your flavors in there as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, my matcha and chocolate and charcoal as well.
How long did that one take you to do?
This one took around 2 days. Usually
That's just.
baking already takes almost 1 day, and the sculpting will take another day at least.
You know what? You wonder, people that don't put frosting, you're calling it fondant covered. We call it frosting or icing in the States. I wonder if that would be, when you look at it, you don't care. What do you think, Tim? Most Americans think they have to put frosting on cakes.
No, these look way nicer. I think they look pretty dang amazing. They don't need that. Like the Thomas the Tank Engine, that might be my favorite one. The that it's just it's it
Oh,
they're
that was
so
really difficult to do.
I was gonna say they're so
That was really difficult.
the cakes are just so clean and precise. They're pieces of art. And I asked
Yeah.
we had Regina Eng on Spiffy Cakes, as you guys might know her on Instagram, and I asked her the same question. Whenever it actually comes to cutting into these, do you feel a little bittersweet? Do you feel do you feel a little sadness whenever the knife hits the cake for the first time?
Actually, for me, I feel joy because I see that my work brings joy to people. I mean, usually happy birthday, everybody's smiling, so they cut into the cake. So I'm happy lah. I'm quite happy. I'm not really so sad that it's being cut. Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
a good
usually
way
the
of
birthday
looking at
cake's
it.
smiling. Yeah.
What new flavors are you working on now?
Right now, actually, I'm working on the next book. So today I was just making some cute donuts that are Neapolitan in flavor, strawberry, chocolate, vanilla. Just combining these three, to make a very cute snack that is very help suitable for kids.
Oh, that sounds neat. Yeah, I think it would go good here because, I mean, ha not having that frosting, I bet you have a lot of parents that are thrilled to not have
Yeah.
that extra sugar on top. But to have those beautiful flavors, I mean, to just bite down into that soft, gorgeous flavors, I can't imagine. But I can taste it, I think.
I would
So,
love to bake for you.
oh, I would love it. So, tell us about your blogs and where we can find you and your book
Okay.
again.
Oh, my blog, lovingcreationsforyou.blogspot.sg, is actually on my Instagram page.
Okay. And from
Yeah.
there, we can ask you questions. People can ask you questions about.
Yes, you can leave comments, you can send an email, or you can even message me on Instagram.
Oh, that's great. I'm
I
sure
also
you're
have
getting
a
lots of
Facebook,
people.
yeah, I also have a Facebook that I do add people who are interested in my cakes. Although it's not a public cake, but if people are interested and they message me, I do answer people and add them as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. What were you going to say, Tim?
No, I have nothing. I'm good.
Oh, I thought you were going to. I think, do you have a lot of people that ask you, like, how do you, the technique of it, or do you get a lot of
Yes.
questions?
Yes, a lot. But some of
Well, I'm.
these are the sculpting. Sorry?
No, go ahead.
The sculpting and all this is not easy to describe so well, which is why I try to share them in picture, step-by-step pictures in the cookbooks. It will be easier for people to follow.
And
Yeah.
I'm sure asking, and I'm sure when the cookbook going international this month, you're going to be inundated with questions. But I know it's going to be a huge success everywhere. It's just fascinating to me, and it is kind of difficult to talk about without looking at the picture. I'm looking at your pictures where I'm asking you questions at the time during this, so. But we want to thank you so much for being on with us. We want everybody to go to Suzanne's Instagram account. It's Suzanne underscore NG on Instagram. And your blog. Go ahead, Tim.
Yep. Make sure you guys check it out. Her blog, lovingcreationsforyou.blogspot.sg. And then I just want to thank you again, Suzanne, for joining us, and everybody for listening. If you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure that you hit the subscribe button, the rate, and review. Let us know what you think of the show so we can continue to keep bringing you the best content possible. And that's not possible without the awesome guests that we have. So thanks again, Suzanne, and enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.